The only thing I think I would add is that our residence life, I mean, our nursing school, our nursing education, nursing school was really, really important, obviously, to make us into the nurses that we became. But I think it was also that residence experience. It was really quite unique. And, you know, it was that communal living, and you laughed, cried, you know, through the good, the bad, and the ugly, you know.
There was two rooms on our floor that the girls that were on call to the OR, the nurses on call to the OR, were allowed to sleep in. Now, Women's College did not have a lot of emergency things in the middle of the night, but there was the odd time.
So we
were supposed to be quiet, considerate
yes.
of these girls that were probably trying to sleep. I don't know that we were, but
we weren't bad. But now and again, hey, you let off steam. And but yes, yeah, so no alcohol was supposed
no.
to be allowed, and no, you could smoke. You could have cigarettes.
Yeah,
you could
yeah,
smoke.
So I smoke.
But no alcohol on the residence floors, no young men, and we did have the hours that we were supposed to be. And you had to sign in and out.
Yeah,
when you were out of the residence.
And you both lived in Burton Hall.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
fifth floor.